I'm Mary Clark, and this is Mary Clark Traveler. Today, we're staying right here in East Texas, where we will experience a Hindu's commitment to nonviolence. Master Acharya Sri Yogesh comfortably sat in a cross-legged pose on a dais in the corner of the large room. An ivory wool shawl draped over his white cable knit sweater. White socks peeked out from his equally light linen loose-fitting pants. His smile welcomed all into the room, encouraged us to sit on the floor in front of him as we prepared for the interview. On the wall were a mantra in an ancient language and a large print of the master with his awards below. Behind us were volunteers who work at the retreat center. Were we in India? Maybe Nepal? No, the Siddhaya 10 Hindu Jain Tirth and Spiritual Retreat was a short 20-minute drive west from Paris on Highway 56, just outside of Wyndham. I had heard of Siddhaya 10 from Kelly Abel, a Paris Junior College instructor and friend. She arranged for a group of Paris yoga students to take a class there, enjoy a vegetarian meal, tour the grounds, and visit with Acharya Sri. The yoga class was led by a fairly recent convert to yoga practices. Even though Anuputi, a nun in training, only learned yoga 3 years ago, her limber body and soft voice easily led us through the flow of positions. Basic vegetarian fare of rice, lentils, potatoes, and flamed warm chapatis were served, prepared by the volunteers and those attending the retreat. Indian sugary sweets capped the meal. Kelly led us on a tour of the grounds and helped us see the vision that had brought Acharya Sri to Northeast Texas. It was a warm winter day with a slight breeze, and the Bonham Water Tower could be seen in the distance. A long ranch-style home serves as the center, with its great room used for eating and lectures. In a large horse barn, stalls have been converted into 20 simple rooms with 2 single beds and shared baths. 40 beds had been donated by a Fort Worth pediatrician. To accommodate the expected increase in guests, concrete had recently been poured inside a huge hangar to be used as a lecture hall for 300 or more attendees. A new dining hall was nearing completion, while the yoga meditation building stood nearby. In India, an acharya is a guide in religious matters or a highly learned man. Acharya Sri's name thus reveals his recognition as a living, enlightened master. He became a Jain monk at age 14 and holds a doctorate in philosophy. The Wyndham Center is his fourth to serve a community. He has established a school in India, as well as ashrams in India and California, and he lectures worldwide, having just returned from Switzerland in December. Acharya Sri's reply on why he came to Texas at all had some surprises. He wanted fertile land, and Texas is long on that. Texas has a lot of freedom, he says, and fewer laws mean more freedoms and less stress. Texans are patriotic and volunteer to defend their country. He recognizes this as important and necessary. Acharya confirms that they have been warmly received in Texas. When people learn he is from India, a common reply is, "Oh, my doctor's from India." Acharya smiled when he told that story. But what is missing here is we don't follow the principles of nonviolence. Even Acharya Sri knows this could be a quixotic adventure, but feels strongly if he can bring awareness to one person, he can change the world. The Wyndham site was chosen because of its location at the highest point of Fannin County, where the wind often blows. a reflection of God's spirit or Om. This gives the name of Windom or Wind Om a completely different meaning. His center has classes and retreats in such subjects as yoga, meditation, stress relief, fasting, PTSD help, and even a silent retreat, and includes children's retreats. Acharya emphasized his Hinduism is not a religion, but a way of life, pulling yourself away from the violence in our culture onto a peaceful path. Any follower, regardless of religion, can benefit from this move. Visitors come from all over the United States and the world to hear his words. What makes this location unique is the plan to create North America's only Hindu turf, where pilgrims can experience a long walk or journey, be reminded of spiritual values through symbolism, and be in a place of spiritual and healing vibrations. According to the Hindustan Times, miniature versions of famous tirthas of India will be constructed, thus giving visitors not only a chance to visit one tirth, but the opportunity to visit 10 tirths at one time. Each tirtha will occupy at least 4 acres of land, containing original soil and water from India's famous tirthas. For now, the tirth is a dream, but Acharya Sri Yogish believes our lives are a turtle race. With slow, steady, and thoughtful steps, all can be accomplished. Anyone wanting to make that first step toward a less stressful life should consider Siddhayatan's offering. Only its name is intimidating.
Mary Clark is a retired attorney and lifelong traveler who began writing about her journeys in 2008. If you'd like to see photos from Mary's trips, read blog entries, and more, visit maryclarktraveler.com. The programming you hear on 88.9 KETR is brought to you in huge part thanks to listener support. Please dig deep and give what you can at KETR.org. Click support this station.